This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So you want to know why Bill Gates is so happy? He's one of the biggest eugenicists in history, folks. I think it's a fair estimate to say his tens of billions worldwide for eugenics has probably got more megadeaths under his belt than Adolf Alois Hitler. I don't think he has Mao championed yet, but he'll get there. It's hard for me to imagine that there are hundreds of thousands of people, conservatively, sociologists and psychologists and criminologists predict, bare minimum in the world, hundreds of thousands, probably more, that enjoy kidnapping little children and torturing them to death for weeks and then killing them. That is hard for me to imagine that there are people who enjoy torturing innocent people to death. But just because that is 180 degrees alien from what most of us believe in what most of us love, in what most of us like, in what most of our tastes are, nevertheless, those individuals are amongst us. And there's different debates on it, different psychological reports that have been done on it, some quackery, some quite accurate. Some estimates have as many as 2 psychopaths for every 100 people. Most of the studies show, on average, about 1 psychopath per every 100 people. And guess how many sociopaths there are for every 100? Some gauges have 20% being sociopaths. That is, they don't enjoy killing you, they just don't care if you die. See, a psychopath enjoys it and enjoys the power trip of it. And so what you had is psychopaths, high-functioning psychopaths, in command of legions of sociopaths. The psychopaths also command legions of people that like to be enslaved and people that like to serve psychopaths, the whip-me, beat-me types. In fact, many of their most dangerous operatives by the chicken neck ghoul variety that I so loathe. And then, of course, they have the sadistic sadist. They have armies of them. And they operate, the virus of tyranny operates best in a fat and decadent spoiled environment. And boy, isn't America the epitome of that? Fat, dumb, and happy. It's like rotten, stagnant water that you've pumped 1,000 gallons of fresh sewage into. Oh, it's already full of bacteria and filth, but it's going to become pure cess sludge. Pure detritus, liquid E. coli, liquid death. Only the New World Order would come up with an artificial sweetener that rots holes in your brains, kills your cells in mass, attacks every organ, attacks your pancreas, and is the defecation of genetically engineered E. coli bacteria. Only the New World Order would come up with that.
That's just a few minutes.
It was a wicked invention.
From a clip that's now in Bandai Video, Alex Jones exposes Bill Gates as the psycho depopulation king. We're going to come back and get to unbelievable news. I told you this yesterday. And it's happened. The Democrats, Biden has now announced the plan to end the Republican Party officially. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. And that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, how I pay for it. I don't want to be left alone. My average girl. But why do I always feel like I'm in the
dream? Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Biden says he has no idea. We got the clip. He has no idea there will be a Republican Party in 2024. Wow. What was in yesterday's show headline, the subheadline? Democrats plan to outlaw the Republican Party before 2024. And you're like, how do they do that? Well, they've announced the CIA and the Pentagon, and it's all official, are going to take on Trump supporters and Republicans. And even Mitch McConnell came out 2 days ago and said, I've never heard of a president saying the opposition party are terrorists. What did I just say? The end of American Republic is here. Dems announced new terrorism plan that outlaws all opposition, creates one-party state. That's today's headline. I didn't know he said this last night. I just learned about this. Oh, that is yesterday's headline. So this is before he said it. The end of the American Republic is here. Dems announced new terrorism plan that outlaws all opposition, creates one-party state. And I went on to say on the shows, you heard a bunch, that they're going to ban Republican Party by saying it's a terror party. And that's what Mitch McConnell talks about. Exactly. We need to get the men and women of this country that don't want to live in total slavery to understand that this is the takeover. The Democrats know they've lost control. They know they don't control blue states. Those are really Republican states. And again, I'm not saying Republicans are perfect, just the Democrats are the party of the end of the nation. And so they've lost. It's over for them. I use the Terminator analogy. 1980s movie. Great plot, great movie. James Cameron. He's a depopulationist globalist, by the way, but that's a side issue. What does he say? What do you write in Terminator? Skynet's lost. Humans have taken back over and blown up the central command of the machines. Their only chance was to send back a Terminator to kill the leader of the resistance, John Connor, in the past. And that's literally where they're at right now. No one wants the New World Order. No one wants Bill Gates. No one wants Klaus Schwab. Nobody wants David Rockefeller's program. Nobody wants drag queen story time. Nobody wants Satan time. They're now having schools across the country. No one wants this. We don't like it. We don't like 5G. We don't like GMO. We don't like the New World Order. And so their answer is, oh, really? We'll just start a civil war that we run ourselves and blow everything up and turn the power off. Oh, the cyber terrorists are about to turn everybody's power off, and within a month, most people will die. Oh, gee, better let us run things. I mean, they've got a gun to our head. We're like a battered woman trying to leave the house. She's got a knife to us. Don't you leave. I'll slit your throat. See how that works for you. And this is always the threat continuum and the force continuum of corrupt establishments. They always take over with surveillance and authoritarianism and payoffs, and then that doesn't work, so they start oppressing and they start killing people and they start doing all, and it gets worse and worse. And finally, they just go, just kill everybody. Just kill them, kill them, kill them. And that's what Zbigniew Brzezinski said a couple years before he died in a CFR meeting he did in Canada. He said on TV, he said, it's cheaper just to kill everybody than convince them anymore, and we should do that. And now they're doing it. He had Memorandum 200 back in the White House with Henry Kissinger. He continued Memorandum 200, State Department Memorandum 200. Just, by the way, anything I say, you just look up, you know. But I'd save all these documents, you know, in the future, which is now. They're basically taking everything down we cover. So you can't go look it up for yourself. So they got an eye on you, not because you got something to hide, but because they don't want to compete with you. They don't want to look at you. They want you dead. That makes them feel good. More poisoned children, more deaths, more everything horrible. Dystopia is what they want because they're unhappy, evil Satanists. They join the wrong team, and then everything that comes out of them is an extrapolation of that. So here's Tucker Carlson last night. We'll play part of it now, part of it coming up. And Mancow is running for governor of Illinois. He's going to pop in. We have an Oath Keeper that got out of Oath Keepers right before January 6th because he saw troubling signs of what was going on and the federal provocateur stuff that was happening. I'm not saying Stuart Rhodes is a Fed. I'm not, but clearly Feds had infiltrated. And there was a lot of, you know, manipulation going on. So we've got a lot of big info on that coming up next hour. And so much more today here. But let's go ahead and go to the war on our children. And then I've got a big list of things here dealing with the new announcement of the domestic war on the American people. Like, people are like, whoa, the Cold War, you know, the Soviets are bad, but this is kind of a dangerous buildup of the military-industrial complex to counter them. It could be used against us. That was 1961 in January. Outgoing President Dwight D. Eisenhower. And now, here we are, 60-plus years later, 61 years later, and it happened. Oh, wow, really? Yeah, just like third world countries. You get a big, giant bureaucracy and intelligence agency. They don't just take over. They don't just want money. They get on power trips. And remember, a bunch of them are Satanists and pedophiles. Because if you want to be a pedophile, you got a higher IQ, you go join things like that where the institution isn't going to want to get caught doing that, and it's going to cover it up. And as soon as they cover it up, well, now they create a safe space for the criminals, and they start hollowing things out, and they start taking over to the point now where, again, they file court stuff against my co-host, Owen Schroyer, saying he attacked inside the Capitol, doesn't work for InfoWars. They told a federal judge, he's lying, Your Honor. He wasn't with Alex Jones trying to stop it. He doesn't work there. He wasn't. Those weren't his security. No, he's a liar. Well, they know that judge is in their pocket, obviously. I mean, because you can go look that up and see it's a lie. We have the exhibits, the video. Again, this isn't about Owen or Alex Jones. I mean, sure, they're coming after us because we're trying to defend everybody. We're warriors. We're up front. We're just being men. We're like throwbacks. We're like men stood up to evil. Like, whoa, this is bad. I'm supposed to do something here. And that's why we're virile. Everybody can see it because that's what humans are. The stuff they've been doing to the water didn't completely work on us. So think about that and let that sink in, that they will put in federal filings people that they're even putting people in filings that weren't even in D.C. They're putting people in filings they said had boats attacking the Potomac and they don't even have a boat and weren't in the. They don't care. You're like, well, that's sloppy. No, it's not sloppy. They say, let's commit major crimes. Let's get these judges to sign on to stuff that's total lies, and we'll have them really corrupt. Just like, let's inject children with gene therapies that give them cancer and heart attacks, and then instead they've learned the average person will cover up, like, God, my kid had a heart attack. Well, I'm not going to admit I did this. My kid had a heart attack. It's not from a shotter. You see how they work? I mean, they've got this all figured out, except when you sell out your own species. And when you screw everybody else, it's like taking a dump in the pool. Pissing in the pool is bad enough, okay? But imagine if you went to a public pool and people didn't just decide to piss in it. So they got to put way more chlorine in, and then it burns your eyes, and there's ammonia in there, and you're basically bathing in a urinal. And people started crapping in it. Well, one person craps, you get out of the pool. And that's what the New World Order is. They're all in the pool crapping, pretending like they're doing it to us. The FBI's like, oh, and Nancy Pelosi's like, I mean, seriously. And then they're like, I don't know who did that. And it's like crap floating everywhere, and it stinks, and they've ruined everything, and it's horrible. And then we're like lifeguards going, don't crap in the pool. And they go, arrest that terrorist. That's a terrorist. They don't, no one's crapping in the pool. And that's the gaslighting. They got new articles out going, okay, the Pentagon is psyoping you. We did do mass formation psychosis for your own good. Okay, fine, it's real. Last week it wasn't real, but it's real now. Look at these articles. It's real. It's good. Why don't you like it? I mean, Financial Times of London. PSYOPs are a crucial weapon in the war against disinformation. Thank God major military units are creating fear in the public for their own good. But if you say they're doing that, it doesn't exist. Now you live in doublethink world. Now you're living in Winston Smith's 1984. Does anybody want to live in this? They're pooping in the pool.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite,
It was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We now know that the White House and Justice Department didn't just in Virginia, as Tucker covers, but other places, went out and said, hey, call them terrorists and ask us to counter the terrorist parents that don't want pedophiles teaching their kids or critical race theory that's basically like Hitler, but from the other perspective, with white people teaching that whites are inherently evil. I mean, this is just the nastiest stuff you do to destroy a country. This is the takedown of the nation. And he laid it all out last night and how it's all tied to the terrorism and branding Americans as the enemy. And the martial law that Biden's really already put us under with the vaccine mandates and recording everybody that hasn't taken the shot that's in a secret database. I mean, this is all camps being built for those that haven't taken the shots. This is the imploding empire looking at its citizens and saying, we can't loot third world countries anymore. We'll just loot them. Here's Tucker Carlson.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson. Tonight there was a lot going on right around the time of the last presidential inauguration. So you may have missed that on his very first day as president, Joe Biden ordered federal law enforcement and intelligence agencies to prepare a review of how the administration should fight terrorism. By last June, that report was complete. It concluded that after more than 20 years, Islamic terror is no longer the greatest threat to this country. Instead, the agencies declared that domestic political extremism is, quote, the most urgent terrorism threat the United States faces today. That's a very stark assessment. So you have to ask, who exactly are these terrorists who threaten us so urgently? And they're not who you might expect. The report did not even mention the BLM riots, the deadly BLM riots that had just taken place. There wasn't a word about Antifa. There was nothing about the gunmen who murdered 800 Americans in the city of Chicago last year, many of them children. No, they weren't there. Instead, the Biden administration declared that the, quote, most lethal elements of today's domestic terror threat are political conservatives. They're people who disagree with Joe Biden. Now, that report was released almost exactly 6 months ago, this Friday. It received relatively little attention and hasn't since. And no major news organization even asked the most obvious question. These terrorists who threaten us, where are they? If Trump voters are really the most, quote, lethal threat that our country faces today, where are all the people they've killed? That's not an easy question to answer. Just look at the numbers, which are fairly tidily kept. Take a look at all the Americans who died by violence over the past 12 months, and there are many thousands and thousands of Americans. I'm going to ask a simple question. How many of them were killed by right-wingers for political reasons? Not many. Or since we're talking about threats here, pose the question another way. Are you more in danger walking through a neighborhood that votes 90% Democrat or a neighborhood that votes 90% Republican? Come on. This claim is ridiculous. On its face, there is no substantial right-wing terror threat in this country, certainly not in relative terms. There just isn't. And no one's shown there is. The White House knows this, of course. They can read the numbers as well as anyone else can. So they're working hard to create the illusion of that threat. Much hangs on their ability to do that. You may remember the story this fall about a group called the National School Boards Association, which sent a letter to the feds asking the DOJ to take a look at parents who don't like their kids' curriculums. Well, the Justice Department responded immediately to that letter, talking about customer service. Days later, the Attorney General announced the FBI would investigate moms who dared to complain at school board meetings as potential terrorists. Many people were shocked by this story, but we just learned it's worse even than we thought it was. A new Freedom of Information Act request has revealed that the National School Boards Association ask the feds to investigate parents because the feds asked them to ask the feds to investigate parents. See how that works? Apparently, the Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, told school board administrators to write their letter to the White House. The White House then used that letter as a pretext to begin a crackdown on parents. See how that works? The snake eating its tail. When you don't have enough domestic terrorists to justify a political purge, then you just go ahead and create them. And that's exactly what they've been doing. This week, the campaign against this new American Al-Qaeda entered a new and very ominous phase. Again, little noticed by the national media. This Tuesday, 2 days ago, the DOJ announced the creation of a new domestic terrorism unit. What will it do? Well, it will target, quote, anti-authority ideologues. Anti-authority ideologues. Now, keep in mind, this country was founded by people who are anti-authority ideologues. That's why they created America and baked the idea of opposing authority, so it doesn't get too big and take over your life, into our founding documents. These ideas are central to the American idea. In fact, they are the American idea. But in this administration, they are now crimes. Here's Matt Olson, the Assistant Attorney General, explaining.
We face an elevated threat from domestic violent extremists. That is, individuals in the United States who seek to commit violent criminal acts in furtherance of domestic, social, or political goals. Domestic violent extremists are often motivated by a mix of ideologies and personal grievances. We've seen a growing threat from those who are motivated by racial animus, as well as those who ascribe to extremist anti-government and anti-authority ideologies. I've decided to establish a domestic terrorism unit to augment our existing approach. This group of dedicated attorneys will focus on the domestic terrorism threat.
Who's the threat to the country? That guy is the threat to the country, and the people working for him and those propping him up, and the people spreading the core lie here, which is that American citizens who distrust the government or don't like its policies are terrorists. Just today on MSNBC, Jason Johnson, one of its contributors, described the entire Republican Party as a terrorist organization. So you can see where this is going. Again, and we're quoting now, this is the Assistant Attorney General, we have seen a growing threat from those who subscribe to anti-government and anti-authority ideologies. Really, is that threat growing? Is it true? Let's see here. That threat is being used to justify the creation of this agency, but it's not rooted in reality. 27 years ago, back in 1995, you'll remember, 168 people were murdered in the Oklahoma City bombing. Another 700 were injured. Now, the investigation into what happened that day involved nearly 30,000 interviews. Investigators gathered 7,000 pounds of evidence. We could go on. It was an enormous investigation. Attorney General Merrick Garland, by the way, was part of it at the time. Here's the point. Despite the size of that investigation, no one suggested, even hinted, that we might need to create a new domestic terror division within the DOJ to handle the problem. No. The whole thing was handled by FBI field offices, as things like this had been for many decades. The FBI field offices did their jobs. The man accused of doing it got the death penalty, and you may have noticed it didn't happen again. And then Joe Biden became president, and the number of so-called domestic terror investigations more than doubled. So the question is, what exactly are they investigating if there's no substantial death toll from these terrorists in our midst? What exactly are the feds looking into? Well, they're taking a close look at crimes like the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a plot that helped her political fortunes considerably. What did it consist of? Well, that conspiracy in the end turned out to have more FBI agents and informants involved than would-be kidnappers. The guy the feds said were running it turned out to be homeless. He was living in the basement of a vacuum repair shop. His friends called him Captain Autism. And they called him that for a reason. He wasn't the ringleader of anything. He couldn't have been. The whole thing was ridiculous. But it stoked the storyline that was politically expedient, and so the media uncritically promoted it again and again, as if it were real. The media's job, by the way, to remind you, is to push back against government statements to find...
Three very important life-saving words. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we are going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller and it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your vitamin mineral fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Take him on, longtime radio host, Eric Mankow Muller. Peaceful Warrior is with us now. You're serious about this?
First of all, I got to talk about the hair. Your hair. It's so big.
It doesn't work on a campaign commercial. Okay. You're serious about this.
I am serious. I have decided I want to be the captain of the Titanic. sign me up.
So you're running as a Republican. We got to get basics here.
I'm running as an independent.
You're going to run as an independent.
I went to the Republican Party. That's a whole other story. I mean, that's a whole other show.
So you're running as independent. Does that mean there's a primary that you got to go through?
I don't know.
Okay.
But, you know, Republican.
It might be something you should figure out.
This guy Griffin is running is a Democrat. He's gonna be the front runner, probably.
Well, Ken Griffin, the billionaire, yeah. He's going to fund a Republican to take on Prince.
Well, the guy's not a Republican.
Right. But hold on. So you're running as independent.
The point is, you buy your way in, brother. You buy your way in.
You're running as an independent.
Yes.
Is the ballot going to say, like, Mancow, or is it going to be Eric Mancow Mueller? Because you can't have a nickname on that.
You know, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Eric Mancow Mueller, good friend of mine now for, gosh, it's got to be, I've been on the show for like 20 years. We've been friends for at least 15. He's come and visited me. We've hung out quite a bit. And I wonder if Roger Stone is lurking in the background involved with this, because you'd make a great Illinois governor to go in there as a populist and really to, you know, bring people together from the left and right to save that state. And boy, does it need to be saved. So, Mr. Eric Mancow Mueller, great to have you here with us, Governor.
Alex, it's good to see you, buddy. It's good to see you. You know, everybody's missing the point. I hope you get the point. I usually do. I'm tired. I've been all over, man. I've been all over. You know, taking off, participating.
Hey, Mancow. You do so good on your own show and every other show, but we have a bad jinx with us. Your audio was fine, and then you just turned your mic off or did something. So fix it. We're going to go back to Mancow. So much to talk about here with this wild man. And I'm really glad he's running for governor. He definitely needs to run for governor. We are in such a crazy world, and they're trying to put me in prison for January 6th right now. And we've got all of that insanity going on. And so we're going to be talking to him about that. And then come up about 15 minutes the next hour. We've got a bunch of the news hit before they come on. We have an Oath Keeper joining us who got out of it right at the end there. He saw some weird behavior. Now, I'm not here to judge Stuart Rhodes or judge the indictment, though I read it twice, once last night and once this morning. And I've seen so much fake stuff in the record about Owen Schroyer and myself and others by the feds that I don't know what to believe. And I guess that's kind of their plan. But it is crazy, crazy, crazy lies that the system is putting out. I mean, just like on its face stuff that just isn't true. Like, Owen Schroyer went in the Capitol and attacked people. Owen Schroyer does not work for Alex Jones. He's perjuring himself, Your Honor. I mean, just like, why would you put lies like that in there? I mean, it's kind of like when you call and you get a customer service rep. You get a customer service rep that doesn't really speak English but acts like they do. And it's like they've got, I love Indians, but you know what I mean? Indians in India that are writing all this and doing all this. Because you read it, and it's like it's English words, but it has no reflection of reality. All right, we do have his audio now. What a buildup. The Mancow. So you are officially running for governor of Illinois?
Alex, I am. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, sir. Please, tell us what's going on.
It's interesting. You know, you talk about the sound. As soon as I announced I was running for governor, there's all kinds of workers around the house. I'm not even kidding.
I believe you. I know.
They had to work on the wires around my house yesterday. It's right, the next morning after I announced. Pure coincidence. Alex, the real story that I've said on every show that maybe you'll pick up on, or maybe they don't want to pick up on it, is that, you know, I went to the Republicans, and maybe it's my gut, maybe I'm wrong. But it seemed very clear to me, you have the name recognition, but, you know, this guy, Jim Oberweis, he's a local guy. He gave us millions. It was all about money. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Are you there?
I am here, Mancow. Hit us and hit us hard. We love it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just, and they go, oh, uh-huh. And I did the number one show here yesterday, Alex. And I said, look, I want school choice. I want to end the mandates. I want to cut the gas tax in half. We have 25 cents a gallon gas tax. I mean, school choice, cut the gas tax, cut property tax. I pay $45,000 a year in property tax. And I went through this long, you know, end Sanctuary City. I went through this long list, and the liberal reporter goes, well, you're not saying anything. And that's just gibberish.
That's right. You're giving them real policies that are very popular, and they won't even basically quote you because they're just going to say it's not real.
Say that again?
They never actually meet us on the level playing field and have a debate. They always just act like they don't understand what we're saying.
You know, Alex, I always go into these things like John Wayne and Noel Coward hanging out. I always feel like I can hang out and talk and that there's common ground. You know, I'm like a hobbit, you know, looking for the Shire, looking for Middle Earth, looking for middle ground. And it is like the commies have the blinders on, man. Get the shot. Step in line. Your business will be destroyed. We had a car dealer here, one of the biggest, Joe Perillo, who you know, his place got destroyed. And they said, well, you should have had more security. And he said, security? You want to defund the cops. They want to defund the cops. I defend the cops. They want to defund the cops. And, you know, of course, when you get robbed, it's your fault.
And I was about to add, I noticed Lightfoot said it's the shot. I should have, like, I tried to get you on a month ago, but you couldn't come on. Lightfoot, for those who don't know, your insane Admiral Akbar leader, saying that it's the business's fault they're being robbed, and they want to defund the police, and they don't want you to have a gun to defend yourselves. I mean, these are some really bad people.
I was engaged to a woman that ran the Monterey Bay Rape Crisis Center. And I'll never forget going to court with her, you know, these women we were trying to help. And they would, you know, the other side would say, why did you wear sexy underwear? Why did you wear a sexy outfit? I mean, if you didn't want to be raped.
Yeah, like, why do you got a jewelry store, she said, if you don't want to get robbed?
Yeah, I mean, this is, look, brother, we are, we used to joke about Prison Planet. I mean, oh, God, it was so funny when Alex Jones said Prison Planet. And, you know, I ribbed you about it. And by God, if I'm not living in, I don't know if I'm living on a prison planet, but I'm living in a prison state right now. We were under house arrest for 2 years. Who knew a governor could do that? So I want to become governor, mancalforgovernor.com. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Nothing. I'm going to leave you alone. I'm not going to put you under house arrest. Your kids are going to go back to school.
Exactly. That's what America is about, is just leave us alone.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's such a foreign concept. Look at this. Look at this genius. Alex, I want to tell you something that you're well-versed in, okay? Alex, can you hear me?
Mancow, yes, I can hear you.
I'm having all kinds of stuff happen that I haven't had happen. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, I'm not saying it's you, but I'm saying it's you.
I like the glasses.
Yeah, well, I look a little tired, but
no.
Alex,
take the glasses off. We want to see your eyes. You do not look tired. You look very good. And we got to go to break,
Alex,
but you're going to have to stay an extra segment now because this one's been decent. You always have great stuff to say, but I want you to I want the man cow I see on your show. So whenever you come on my show, you're a little bit pensive. You're a little bit. I want us to see Governor Mancow in his first day in office when we come back and what you're going to do, because you can easily get elected. You're very popular. You've had the number one show for a long time in Illinois. So we're going to, yes, we love your eyes. All right. This is a very gay moment right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. Eric Mancow Mueller is our guest. Is Roger Stone behind his run for governor? That is a question we're all asking. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The answer to 1984 is Mancow for governor in Illinois. Joining us from the once great state of Illinois, and I'm not bashing the state, the whole country's falling apart, is Mancow. Can you turn things around from the Rebel Alliance leader you have attacking your main city, Admiral Akbar? Mancow, tell us what you'll do as governor, and give us your views on January 6th, the ongoing lockdowns, Joe Biden, this entire insane asylum we now live in.
Well, you said I was pensive, and that kind of irritated me, because I've never been pensive. That's not a word that's ever been used.
I know. That's why I used it to antagonize. I'm antagonizing you.
Exodus. We had 1,000 people murdered here. Last year, 1,000 murdered. I own a restaurant here. I've had a Ford car dealership. I know about business. And I'm going to, look, brother, doing the radio show, and I say you're my brother because we've been radio brothers for 20 years. But, look, I know the best of the best. I'll do anything they say they're going to do. What I'm telling you is I'm going to leave you alone. I should call the party the do-nothing party.
You're a good man from rural Missouri. Everybody I've met from Missouri are good folks.
Well, I think so. I think so. The heartland, God-fearing people. But, you know, brother, the toll booths, they were put in to pay for the roads 100 years ago, 50 years ago. I mean, everything is built on the lie. We got red light cameras everywhere. We're told you can turn right on red, but then you get a red light camera ticket. And I'm going to stop all this. And we have the money. We're just being ripped off. So
I've been told by top people they use high taxes as social engineering to keep you down. They're not doing all these taxes just so they get money. They're doing it to shut things down.
Yeah, and, you know, we've talked about the secret highway that I was on. And look, brother, I tell you, it's the same. It's the different side of the same coin. We have a fake fight going on. And I know this isn't news to you, but I don't think people understand. It's like the generals versus the Globetrotters. No matter what happens, we get screwed. The people get screwed. And I'm sick of it. Look what my kids had. Look what they were reading. Yeah, that's required reading in my kids' school. Oh, it's so wonderful being here. So wonderful being in Illinois. You can't go downtown. You can't do anything. People are terrified to go outside. You have to have papers to get into a restaurant.
We're not just on TV. The biggest audience is on radio, over 300 affiliates. We don't like to brag because I might see the enemy get upset, but over 300 right now. And even though talk radio is a shadow of its former self, still a huge audience. For those that don't know, the book that's required reading at your son's school is Two Boys Kissing.
Listen, I'm sorry I said a curse word. I thought it was you and I doing the old internet show where I could finally let
No, we can delay it out, but hey, I wasn't bringing that up to let you know you're on radio. We delay it, it's fine. But speaking of Illinois,
doing, you know,
in Chicago, this
that's the language of hell. I don't allow anyone to blaspheme around me. And I know, you know, I know, Alex, you're being attacked. And look, when you step up and you decide to take a stand for good, and you stand up, but you're going to get attacked. So you just pray for the Sacred Heart of Christ to look after you. And I pray, and I hope the audience will pray for me as well, that I have a shield of protection and a hedge of protection around my family.
Let me ask you this: what about the Satanic Temple? Not just drag queen story time. Now at Illinois schools in Chicago, the elementary students are going to get school sponsored Satan visits.
I mean, why we don't rise up and tear that down, you know, I'll join in. I mean, this is when are we going to say enough is enough? Satan? Wow. Look at that. That can't be real.
No, that's sold at Target. Let's summon demons for ages 6 to 10. They're recommended. And they are teaching now in the Chicago schools Satan time.
Well, brother, I was at Borders Books. I love bookstores. I'm old-fashioned. I love old record stores as well. And they had a whole section for kids about how to summon demons. And, you know, Alex, you and I haven't talked about this, but Epstein and all this stuff and the Clintons and all of it, that island and the involvement with the children. See, I don't think it's a sexual thing. I've always thought it was, you know, you create a rift. You know enough about this stuff. You create a rift in a human being. You create a tear in their soul through trauma. And then it allows the demonic in. So you have to invite this stuff in. We are protected by God. You have to allow this stuff in. You summon a demon, you've got it. You want a demon, you're going to get it. You want evil? Oh, man, you're going to get it.
Believe me, I know. Wow. Just it's so crazy, too. Like, it's all here. It's all happening.
Alex, I ribbed you. I teased you for years. We had great fun over the years. Tell the truth. You know, I'll tell you what I think. I'll tell you what I think about you. You want to know?
I'm all ears, man, Cal.
I was friends with Rush Limbaugh. We grew up in this, you know, we evolved in the same swamp there in the middle of America. And what the commies couldn't get, because they don't have it. Stupid people don't have a sense of humor. They couldn't get his sense of humor. What I've always told people is, you don't understand. Jones is, look, he's got to entertain you for hours. He has a sense of humor. I think some people don't understand that you have a sense of humor. I want to say that. To hang out with you is a lot of laughs. I don't think people think that hanging out with Alex Jones would be a lot of laughs. I don't know what they think. I don't care. But you have a great sense of humor. But I would bet at this point you wish you were wrong.
Oh, I exactly. I don't feel vindicated, even though we are. I feel just, I'm in a nightmare. I mean, we're here.
Yeah.
I wish, you know, I actually feel guilty, and I can't stop. I feel like I didn't do enough, man. How do you feel? Because you say, oh, Alex, you were a trailblazer. You were covering all the big New World Order topics. You know what's going on. You've been in a lot of big movies and TV shows. You know everybody, and you saw what's going on in Hollywood. I was on your show 20 years ago. You were covering the same stuff. So what is it like to now be inside the real takeover? I mean, I'll ask you the same question back.
Alex, people cannot even begin to imagine what you and I have gone through. You and I have talked about the operations on, you know, just from my radio station. And it may have been 20 years ago. They were telling people as they were arresting them, I'm an American, the Constitution, I have rights. Training people how they're getting rid of our cops here in Chicago to get in a national police force. Obama talked about this. They don't want local cops that will give a hoot about you. The slavery that's coming, the ID that's coming. I'm talking to you on my phone, but you're not going to be able to buy or sell. Now, you and I have read the last chapter of the Bible. We know how it ends. We know that God wins and good wins. But boy, do we have to go through hell to get there, literal hell. The other thing I want to say to you is, yes, I agree with you. And here's what you don't get. I bet you thought, and I sure thought, everything I said happened. Everything I said was going to happen, happened. And do you think one person would say, wow, you called it. You were right. You were right. You think one person, all those callers, I started in 1984. Do you think any of those callers have called up and said, I was wrong? Wow. No, they stick with it.
Well, yeah, just like the vaccine doesn't work and it makes people sick, and then they say we're bad, that they're sick because we didn't take it. There's not even any logic there, but they just double down deeper into it.
I got, I did a big time interview yesterday. I got attacked, the science, the science. And the guy said, are you vaccinated? I said, well, wait a minute. Are you vaccinated? He goes, yes. I said, what if I'm not vaccinated? He said, well, I wouldn't feel safe. I said, wait. So that's a great vaccine you got. If I'm not vaccinated, you wouldn't want. No, he said, and I'd have you escorted out of the building. Wait a minute. That's some kind of great vaccine. And everybody I know that's gotten the boosters has gotten sick. It's
I have a family member didn't listen to me.
Talk about how the people that they're saying died of COVID had four other illnesses. 1%. I don't need to, you know, all this, but you know, just to say it again for the 1 millionth time. What is it? 1%. May 1%. It may have been COVID. Your kids have a better chance of drowning than they do of getting hurt from COVID. And the numbers are minuscule. And yet our kids are living in these cinder block prisons, getting brainwashed about how great communism is, how bad their skin color is.
Well, man, here's the key point. Do 5 more minutes with us and come back again sooner. Come down to the studio. We'd love to fly you and your wife down here. We should go visit Roger soon. I'll just hang out with him for 2 weeks. But we come back. I want to do 5 more minutes with you because I want to talk about you're not doing this as a publicity stunt. I know some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. You probably know that I know. You are really intending to do this gubernatorial run. And that's why they got your phones tapped, obviously, and what's going on there. Because folks, they have digital taps, but that's at the AT&T NSA level. When the local mob taps you, they go out to your control pole and hook it up, and they can get into the smart meter, and they just set it to grab all your communications. That's how the taps work now. So, of course, they got him tapped. They tapped Jesse Ventura's phone. That got confirmed when he ran for governor.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.